Hi, I'm Alan Wenzel with freepod.org, and I'd like to welcome all of you to today's conversation with Jessica Modica, the Executive Director of the Freeport Art Museum. And Jessica, first of all, thank you for your time and for being with us today to share some information with our listeners.
Well, thank you for having me. This is a great opportunity for me to share some great information about what we're doing.
And that's where I want to start immediately, Jessica. Can you talk a little bit about the new facility being planned for the Freeport Art Museum, its location, and some of the features that will be a part of the future plans for the art museum?
Yeah, we're very excited about this project. We, for those of you that don't know, we purchased the former Kuntz Brothers building, which is located at the corner of State and Exchange Streets. And we selected this building for a number of reasons, but first and foremost, the location couldn't be better. It is directly next to the newly developed Arts Plaza downtown. And so by renovating this building, we will be part of contributing to this concept of creating an arts and culture campus in the downtown. So we're really excited about what we're doing down there. The building itself is a really well-built building. It was built in 1924. It's all brick. It's two levels. And what I loved about the space when I first saw it is how open the floor plan was. And so it made it really easy, or a lot easier, for us to go in and build out the space according to our needs.
One of the things that I like about your proposed location and facility, one, it takes advantage of an historic building. You don't have to tear anything down and start with something new. You already have a building that's got a lot of rich history. And the second thing that I think is appealing from what I've heard you say, Jessica, about the facility is its location next to your current plaza, Arts Plaza. And what a great place for an arts campus to have all of that in one place. And downtown is another feature that I'm sure that you folks have thought a lot about when you're making plans for this facility.
Right. We have been looking for a way to be in the downtown area for many, many years, way before me, way before my tenure with the museum. And so for us to be able to finally locate a perfect space like this is really great move for us. And like you said, this is a historic building, and we're excited about being part of a project that restores a historic space and kind of honors that history in Freeport. And we are renovating the space. Our approach to renovating the space is to preserve and reveal as much of that inherent history in the space as we can. And so we have some fun, really great ways that we're doing that. And I can share with you a couple of things. For example, we all know that it has an automotive history.
Mm-hmm.
And so does the plaza space, too.
It was an automobile dealership, I think, originally.
Originally, it was. Mm-hmm. And then it was briefly a Montgomery Ward. And then it returned to its automotive roots when Kuntz Brothers came in and they had their automotive business and parts and all the things for many, many years. So one of the aspects that we're restoring is the garage doors. So it has two garage doors on the State Street side. And so instead of doing something different there, we've decided to replace those garage doors with new garage doors.
Oh, great.
And so for openings, for events and other things, we'll be able to open up those garage doors. There'll be screens that we can pull down and really have fun with it being kind of indoor-outdoor.
Sure.
We're also putting a garage door on the Exchange Street side because originally the second level was used to store cars in the winter. And so originally there was a ramp that existed on the front of that building with a garage door. And cars would drive up the ramp and go up to the second floor and be stored for the winter, of all things. And that's part of the reason why it's such a solid building, too. It was built for cars. So we'll be putting a garage door in on that side, too. And that's where our education space will be. And so, again, for when we have hands-on things going on in that space, we'll be able to open up the garage door.
What a great way to preserve the historic automobile history of that building, to replace the old garage doors with some new ones. It'll be very functional for your new activities. I also, as you talk about preserve and reveal, I know that the second floor also has an interesting architectural feature that you'd like to be able to preserve. Can you talk a little bit about that, Jessica?
Right. During the time when we were having the space inspected, we found that the original bowstring trusses were in really good condition. And so what we decided to do was to do the renovation in a way that we could reveal those trusses. So when people go up to the second floor, a number of those bowstring trusses will be visible to people. So we'll be able to literally see how the building was constructed. So that's exciting and fun, too.
I'm going to put you on the spot just a little bit, Jessica. And of all of the new things being planned for the building, what for you is the most exciting feature that you will be able to take advantage of or do in the new building that you haven't been able to do in your current location? Do you have something you're really looking forward to being able to do in the new facility?
Oh, that's a great question. Yes. When I first came to the museum, I came here as a collection exhibitions manager. And so it was really the collection that originally brought me to Freeport Art Museum because our collection is amazing.
It's very unique for a city this size.
Yes. Everybody is always surprised, as was I, for not only the size of the collection, but just the types of objects that we have represented in the collection. And so what I'm really excited about is the way that we'll be able to showcase our collection. We have some spaces marked out for that on our second level, and we'll be doing it in a way that the objects will rotate much more often than we are able to do them here in this building, the way that they're displayed here. And so for me, that's really important. And something that I'm really looking forward to because we're such a small staff, we really haven't been able to rotate our collection as nearly as much as we would have liked. And so that gives us an opportunity to really show not only our community, but people coming into our community what that collection is all about.
So the collection will really be much more accessible to the public than it has been in the past because of the new spaces and the way you'll be able to rotate the collection through those spaces.
Right.
That's something to look forward to.
It is. It will be showing more variety from our collection than that we have, at least since I've been here. So that's a great opportunity. I'm also really excited about the location in terms of it being near to some of our partners. Like it's near to the Boys and Girls Club. It puts us in an area that is a lot more walkable, so people can find us easier. And so those are the things that really...
Across the street from Debate Square,
yes,
which is another popular destination for people downtown. Lots of good advantages to being in that location for you.
And we're really looking forward to being able to partner with a lot of the activities that are happening downtown. Just this last weekend, there was the Wine Fest, and that's one example of something that we look forward to participating in, being a stop in some of these wonderful events that are happening downtown. We've already really kind of started that with having Paint the Port downtown utilizing our new space for an area for people to come in and get their participation bags and so forth. So we're really looking forward to being part of downtown.
Can you talk a little bit, Jessica, about the timetable for the renovations and for your plans for the reconstruction of that facility?
Oh, yes. I wish I had a hard and fast date on that. I really do. But I can say that a year from now, things are going to look dramatically different down there because we have reached a fundraising benchmark that has allowed us to start work on the new space. So we've already done what I've learned is called selective demolition, which is basically taking everything out of the building that we need out. And And then now we're moving ahead with doing work on the facade. We've ordered windows. We've ordered the garage doors. We're working on ordering the elevator. And then from there, you know, starting building out the walls and the floors and so forth. So I don't know exactly when it'll be kind of in a stage where we'll be able to move in. It depends quite a bit on fundraising. And if, you know, we're able to kind of keep that ball rolling while we're doing the renovations. I hope that that's what we expect anyway, is to kind of keep the fundraising rolling alongside of us doing the construction that we can already do.
I'd like to talk about the fundraising in a second, but let me just stop for a second and note that it sounds like a lot of the work that's being done right now is kind of out of sight. It's infrastructure things, rewiring, replumbing, things that you're doing inside the building that may not be noticeable to the casual passerby, but things are happening already and will become more visible to us as time goes on.
Exactly. Yes. I think this summer we'll really start to see something. People, when they're driving by or walking by, will really start to begin to see some changes. I think that the garage doors are going to be a major facelift, yeah, you know, so to speak. And then we do plan on having, you know, small get-togethers, some open houses, so people can see what is going on, see our progress, see how we're doing. And so I look forward to that, you know, sharing kind of our progress with everybody as we go.
Let's talk a little bit about how the community can support this effort, Jessica. Maybe a little bit about your fundraising goals and how folks in the community can participate in that effort to raise the resources needed to make this into a really state-of-the-art facility for our Freeport Art Collection.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So where we're at with the fundraising right now is it's a $3 million project, and we're about a little bit over a third of the way to our total goal as far as what we will need for the renovation. And so the way that people can support is, you know, there's all kinds of ways that people can give to the campaign. And we have experienced already such a phenomenal amount of support, both in terms of financially, but also, you know, people that we're talking to are really excited about our move and really supportive of our move. And so we really appreciate that. That does matter. And so financially, we will accept all sorts of gifts. I know that a common question that I get from people is a couple of things. For example, we do accept gifts of stock. That's a popular question. And we have accepted gifts of stock. Of course, we accept cash donations. We also accept multi-year gifts. So if someone is considering a gift of $15,000 or above, they can divide that out amongst, several years or 3 or 4 or 5 years, however they want to do that. So we do accept multi-year gifts. We have some naming opportunities for the folks that are interested in giving some more substantial gifts, but any gift, when combined with all other gifts, make a significant impact. So even if it's $25, we are super grateful, you know?
Yeah,
so
it
all adds up. We just launched the public side of the campaign. And what really just humbled me and made me just feel so great about our community is within the first couple of weeks of sending out that mailing and public campaign, we received over $67,000 in gifts and pledges in just the first couple of weeks. And so that just goes to show you how supportive our community is. But if anybody has, I've also received some questions about things like RMDs, and which we also accept.
RMDs are the required minimum distributions from investment accounts.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I get that question a lot. And so I would encourage anybody, if they have any question about a certain way of giving that works for them, they can contact me. And
what's the best way for them to do that, Jessica? Yeah.
I would have people, they can reach me by phone here at the museum at 815-235-9755. They can also drop me a line via email. I'm happy to set up a one-on-one talk. But my email address is jmodica@freeportartmuseum.org. And that's a mouthful. So if anybody forgets that, it's on our website. They can find my direct contact information by going to our website. So,
and I know that not only are you willing to talk to people one-on-one, you have a set of very nice materials, too, that you can send out to people to explain more about the project and even give some artist rendering of what the new location will look like. So there's lots there for people to discover if they want to make an inquiry with you about how they can help support the project.
Absolutely. And we were just able to update our website recently to include some really great information about the new building project.
Oh, good.
Including all of the different ways of supporting. And so that offers now, it offers quite a bit of really good detailed information.
And what's the website's address? Is it?
It's freeportartmuseum.com.
.com. Mm-hmm. Freeportartmuseum.com. Okay, yep. Great. So through the website, through an email to you, through a phone call, they can certainly find out more about this project and help support it.
Right.
Any final thoughts you have, Jessica, for our listeners about this project and all that's going to be involved with that?
Oh, you know, I think that it's going to be such a really dynamic space. We'll have things going on all of the time, and it really will help all of the other efforts that are currently taking place downtown to make sure that our vibrancy in the downtown is shown. So we're very much looking forward to being part of all of that.
From all appearances, the building looks like it's going to be phenomenal. And it's going to be an exciting place for people to go and take advantage of the wonderful art that we have available through the Art Museum for all of us here in the Freeport area. Jessica, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate all of your efforts, not only with the community, but with the Art Museum, and also for your time with us with freepod.org. So have a good rest of the day, and thanks for all of your work, Jessica.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
And listeners, that's it for today's conversation. We hope to you'll join us for one of our freepod.org newscasts or for one of our other extended interviews. So this is Alan Wenzel saying until next time, have a good conversation.